tax reform vote.
The House on the verge of passing a major GOP priority.
Battle over Roy Moore evidence.
We demand that you immediately release the yearbook.
We accept that challenge.
Dazzling Da Vinci.
400 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's a key day for Republican tax reform efforts. The House votes on its bill today, but there is potential trouble in the Senate. CBS's Nancy Cordes begins our coverage.
The House on the verge of passing massive corporate tax cuts, and individual taxpayers, many of them at least, would see cuts as well to their taxes, at least in the short term. The real drama, however, is unfolding in the Senate, where Republicans can only afford to lose two of their own members. And one Republican, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, said last night that he opposes the current GOP plan because it benefits larger corporations and does not provide what he called fair treatment for small businesses. Another Republican, Susan Collins of Maine, joined with Democrats who are outraged that a repeal of Obamacare's individual mandate is now in the Senate plan. She said that adding a health care issue to the tax bill, quote, does not make sense.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, live at the White House. President Trump heads to Capitol Hill today to give a pep talk to House Republicans ahead of a midday vote on their tax package. Mr. Trump is supremely eager for a win on this, the 301st day of his presidency. The House GOP package, different from the one emerging in the Senate, is likely to pass, despite the vociferous objections of Northeastern Republicans who worry their constituents will wind up getting a tax increase from this plan due to the elimination of key deductions. If it does pass and Senate leaders also achieve success, both packages would still need to be reconciled in conference. President Trump is hoping to sign a bill by Christmas. Steve?
In a White House appearance yesterday, the president passed on a chance to comment on Roy Moore, the Alabama Republican Senate candidate accused of sexual misconduct. CBS's Dean Reynolds in Birmingham says a total of 9 women have now made allegations, 2 more yesterday.
New accusations surfaced yesterday, with one woman claiming that in 1991, Moore, who was married, groped her and asked about the looks of her young daughters. Another accuser says in 1977, while in high school, she was summoned from class to the principal's office for a phone call. It was from Moore, who asked her on a date.
Moore's attorney challenged a piece of evidence from one of his accusers. Beverly Nelson produced a high school yearbook she says was signed by Moore. Attorney Philip Jureggi suggests she might have faked it, mimicking a Moore signature on a document.
When he was on the bench, his assistant, whose initials are capital D period, A period, would stamp his signature on documents and then put capital D period, A period. That's exactly how the signature appears on the divorce decree that Judge Moore signed with Ms. Nelson.
London's Old Vic Theatre said today it's received allegations of what it calls a range of inappropriate behavior by actor Kevin Spacey. Spacey used to be artistic director there. Now to Northern California, where a discovery has helped investigators put the chain of events together in Tuesday's shooting rampage, the body of the gunman's wife.
We located her dead body concealed under the floor of the residence. We believe that's probably what started this whole event.
The Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnston says credit goes to school officials who ordered a lockdown seconds before the gunman showed up and started shooting.
I really, truly believe that we would have had a horrific bloodbath in that school if that school hadn't taken the action when they did.
Kevin Neal was shot and killed by authorities. Here in New York City, it was a record-shattering night.
$400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
Factor in other costs, and a painting of Christ by Leonardo da Vinci sold for $450 million, breaking all previous art auction records. Alex Rotter of Christie's Auction House says it was a fitting end for a work dating back to 1500.
It's great because it justifies that he was the master of all masters, and he now holds the auction record price.
The seller was a Russian billionaire, the buyer not identified. While some criticized restoration efforts of it, a media campaign by Christie's called it the last Da Vinci. The Army has rescinded a move that made it easier for people with certain mental health issues to get waivers to join the service. The September memo, first reported earlier this week by USA Today, sparked outrage from lawmakers in both parties. Seven workers at a Hawaii psychiatric hospital are on unpaid leave in the investigation into the escape of a man described as dangerous this week. Virginia Pressler with the State Department of Health.
Staff may have inadvertently or purposefully neglected proper notification of supervisors.
59-year-old Randall Saito was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the death of a woman in 1981, was able to take two flights to get to California, where he was arrested. Reports say notorious inmate Charles Manson is in a California hospital. No official word on the 83-year-old mass killer's condition, but some accounts say he's in grave condition. Also in California, there was contrition yesterday from three UCLA basketball players who were arrested for shoplifting in China.
To President Trump and the United States government, thank you for taking the time to intervene on our behalf.
This morning, President Trump tweeted, "You're welcome," and he urged them to thank China's president. But that's not the end of it. The three freshmen will be sidelined for the foreseeable future by Coach Steve Alford.
These young men are going to have to prove their words and actions that this isn't who they are, and that they will not let their identity be defined by this incident.
Astronomers are talking about a planet that's been found 11 light years from Earth. Live now to CBS's Peter King.
It's called Ross 128b, about the size of the Earth, and it's the second closest planet found outside our solar system with surface temperatures potentially similar to ours. That makes it close to what astronomers call a Goldilocks planet, where conditions may be just right for extraterrestrial life. Its year lasts just 10 days because its orbit is close to its star, and that's good. Unlike our sun, it's a red dwarf star, and that's cool with no radiation flares.
Well, a tale of two toy makers. Reports say Mattel has turned down a takeover bid by Hasbro. But analysts say that may not be the end of it. Hasbro could sweeten the deal. Was your latest sick call to the boss the whole truth? CBS's Gary Nunn takes a look.
The problem isn't so much calling in sick, it's lying about why.
More employers are actually checking up on them, and 26% have said that they have fired someone for a fake excuse.
Michael Irwin of CareerBuilder says a lot of people were caught when the boss checked social media. But workers are creative in their excuses.
Somebody said that there was a bear in their yard and they could not get out of their house. They were afraid to come out.
Another person said they had to reschedule a manicure because some of the artificial nails fell off. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Well, some have been known to tell a tall tale to get out of a holiday visit with relatives, but AAA says nearly 51 million of us will travel for Thanksgiving. That's a 3% increase over last year, the most in 12 years. 89% will get there by car. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.